Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Interesting. Just as the military locks down Australia, after one 80-year-old guy died in Sydney, a million people locked down.
Just
at that moment when the military is literally going door to door on Australian soil, enforcing the lockdown, people are locked down to the neighborhood level. You are not supposed to leave your neighborhood. Just at that time. Sky News, which is the Fox News, basically, of Australia.
And Europe, yeah.
Yeah. In Australia. Sky News has pulled off YouTube for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that interesting, the timing of that?
Gee, you've banned a major television international network.
Sky News, like Fox News among the cables, is the highest rated in Australia. It's basically the same format. They've suspended. So if you go to YouTube, their account is still up. You can see it, but they have not been allowed to post to it for 5 days now, just as they roll these lockdowns out. And again, this is over one COVID death and a spike in cases, military on the soil. So I guess, you know, they just don't want the visuals of the military going door to door. Not a good look. I wouldn't.
No.
Now, here's the question, though, watching this. One of the things that kind of perturbs me now is when they'll say, oh, well, look, you know, Fox News only has a million viewers and CNN only has, 400,000 and blah, blah, blah. No, I mean, these newscasts have a lot more reach now because that's only when they're counted when they're live, right? I mean, way they reach audience is in YouTube, is in video, is in, bits and pieces sent and posted all over the place. People aren't actually watching the newscast. I mean, maybe a couple of, very sweet old people in a nursing home somewhere, are watching CNN, and maybe if they're waiting for their flight. But the way people are seeing it is on YouTube. They're seeing it on the videos. That's where the numbers are, right? So if they just dared to take Sky News down, how long does Fox have?
Yeah.
Because they want that bad. They want that bad to get particularly Tucker Carlson off the replay.
Well, that would be a bit more difficult in the U.S.
Because
of the Constitution. Well, what am I saying? Never mind. Maybe.
Never mind. Let's move on.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Because, what does the Constitution, what difference does it make, anymore, apparently, with this crowd and with much of the left-wing media?
So let's watch Sky News. Let's see if they come back up, when they come back up. And they were allegedly removed, by the way, for spreading COVID misinformation, which would be anything true about COVID.
It used to be that the media would defend various portions of the media,
yes,
even when it was a competitor, or even if it was a segment of the media that was not necessarily in political lockstep with them. There used to be a time where, if something was done to Fox, the left-wing media would say, hey, come on, guys, we got to be fair. We don't necessarily agree with the way that these guys are treating this, but you've got to let them in. And Fox has done the same thing for left-wing media when certain people have been banned. They said, hey, come on, you can't be just taking people out of the equation just because they have a particular view or made this accusation, which they have evidence to back up. I mean, both sides used to do that, but I don't know. I haven't heard anything yet on this. But, of course, this is Australia, but anyway.
Well, I think they do these things to test the waters.
I think you're right, yeah.
Let's just yank Sky News off, see if anybody says anything about that. Okay, cool. We're going to yank Fox News off just for a little while now, not permanent.
Creeping and then they, incrementalism.
Yep, and then they work their way up to it.
You know, that's what the fear always is with Second Amendment supporters. You know, when you start talking about, oh, we're going to ban assault weapons, which, of course, there is no such thing as an assault weapon. They're, you know, simply long rifles that you don't like the looks of because they look similar to some military weapons, or, you know, banning high capacity magazines, you know, and all the other, you know, dog whistle words that the left uses to try to, restrict our Second Amendment rights.
Meanwhile, the COO of Facebook is encouraging churches to move online. You don't need a brick and mortar building anymore. Just stream live with us. Churches should go online. And apparently they're going to roll out a whole protocol to help, you know, be more church friendly.
That would be very interesting. Now, I know a lot of churches are already, and because of the pandemic, we're already doing services online.
Yeah, my church is one of them.
And, you know, ours does as well. And we continue to do the Sunday morning services on Facebook because that is the cheapest and easiest way to accomplish it, you know, without having a whole television production. But the then comes, and I know you're probably headed in this direction.
Oh, I am.
Then I'll let you go ahead.
No, you do it. You go right ahead. Just read my head. Read my brain. You do a good job.
Because when you do that, they can then control the content.
Bingo.
And they can put on, you know, oh, this is hate speech when you're quoting the Bible about certain verses that disagree with certain socially accepted behaviors. But when the Bible specifically says this is a sin, then they can label it hate speech and take it off.
Bingo. I think they want to get these churches so dependent on Facebook and other social media platforms that when they deplatform them, the church collapses.
Just like a drug dealer.
Yes. Yeah. Bingo. Yes. That is a much better way to put it. So where people be like, oh, man, that church doesn't stream online. I can't stay home and watch. I don't know. I'm not going to go there. And that way, when all churches have to be on there just to keep up, boom, then the censorship starts. Mm-hmm. Exactly what they're doing. Sheryl Sandberg is like, oh, as a religious person myself, I think I'm whatever, Sheryl.
Yeah.
Whatever. As a religious person yourself, let's talk about all the persecution you guys have done against religious groups.
Yes.
I know Catholic groups, religious groups online who have done absolutely nothing, particularly conservative Catholic groups, you know, million or more people, bam, just pulled right off Facebook for no reason. Yeah. So don't even tell me about your religion. I don't want to hear it. Anyway. If Governor Henry McMaster was really serious, I mean, not like sort of serious like he is right now, but I mean like really serious, he'd do what Governor Greg Abbott did in some form. Greg Abbott of Texas has just taken executive action, signed an order barring cities from implementing mask ordinances and vaccine requirements. Can't do it, Texas. So, well, I appreciate that Governor McMaster, and I'm grateful for this, is saying no statewide mask mandate. I'm afraid some people are becoming confused by this and thinking, oh, cool, I don't have to wear a mask. No, if your locality passes an ordinance, you do. They could do that with a vaccine. Well, try it anyway.
Yeah.
Try it with mandating the vaccine as well. So I appreciate the sentiment from Henry McMaster, but he needs to fully explain this to people. No, I'm just saying I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to stop the cities from doing it. Well, he needs to go the step further if he's going to say there's not going to be mask mandates. But Governor Abbott did, and good for him.
Well, I'm not saying this in his defense, but just pointing out so far, I haven't heard of any municipalities that are trying to float this.
Oh, it's coming.
I wouldn't put it past them, though. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know it's coming.
If this the Delta variant spike goes much further, yeah, there will probably be some of the more left-leaning ones that'll try and do this and force people into that, and you know, then it'll be required of businesses if you have your business license here or whatever. So.
Oh, there's so many ways they could come at this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Meanwhile, did you see this? This is absolutely brutal. I was just talking about this because my kids have this list of places they want to go, and New York City's one of them, and I don't know if I want to go to New York City. I think it's too dangerous, honestly, for tourists, because you don't know where to go and where not to go. I mean, it's like a foreign country right now.
Well, you need some Kevlar.
Yes. Well, okay. I'll get Kevlar for the kids, Lee.
Yeah.
Something nice and cool for summer, right?
Yeah. Camo Kevlar.
Yeah, I know. Headline. Okay. A man in the Bronx, right? He had a car accident. This happens every day in America. One car collides with another. Not a serious accident either. A crowd dragged him out of his car and beat him to death. They almost killed his brother who was with him.
I mean, that sounds like a third world country.
That's a third world country right there. That is not America. I don't recognize that. dragged him out of his car.
That's vigilanteism.
Yes, it is. It is. It's vigilanteism. And so they're investigating and they've arrested some people. They're trying to get to the bottom of who did what and where. But it is a horrific coverage from the New York Daily News of this. Meanwhile, just suppose, you now have Cuomo begging people to come back to New York City.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I know. And begging businesses to force their employees to come back, not to let them work remotely. And he says, because listen, we need to support our businesses and our restaurants. He
said, really?
Yeah. Can you believe this? If you see a 15% decline of people coming back to New York City, that would have a devastating impact on the commercial market. When did he ever care?
Really?
When did he care?
When the tax revenue started going down.
Yeah, that's it. Because, I mean, I remember, and I'm not even from New York, I remember street after street after street after street boarded up because they let people just rampage through,
yeah.
You know, committing violence, terrorizing businesses, ridiculous COVID lockdowns, including, by the way, the shutdown of reimposition of the shutdowns on restaurants, even after the New York City Health Department said, you know, that only 1.43% of cases actually were transferred there. In other words, this was not a big source of COVID cases. Mm-hmm. Restaurants, he didn't care. He shut them down. And now he wants people to come back? Why, so I can be dragged out of my car and beaten to death? What would be the attraction?
Yeah.
You can't even control the Bronx. So I read that and I'm like, no, I'm not taking my kids there. It's too dangerous. I mean, I could, you know, I could go around the wrong corner. I'm in my bra in the Bronx and then people are beating me and I don't even know why.
Yeah. Let's just do a virtual tour.
I think that's safest. You know, my son is into that. He's been doing this all summer.
Yeah.
You know, you could do Google Earth.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He figured this out. He realized that, I guess. And he mm-hmm. drops in on foreign cities.
Oh, yeah.
All over the world and walks the streets.
Yeah.
It is. And he just sucked me into it one day. It is fascinating. He was in Barcelona on the street.
Just remember all the data you're sharing with Google when you do that.
Oh, yeah, I guess. They already know everything about me.
I know.
Leah, you know, here's the thing. They're coming for me first. And when they come for me, you better pack your bags.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're coming for you next.
I'll be going off the grid.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll come out there and join you at the compound.
Absolutely. Just I'll have to write down the directions. Don't do Google Maps.
Okay, I will. Because then they'll know where it yes. is, right?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Need proof they lie to you? Lie relentlessly, endlessly to you? Our health officials? No better proof than what we just found out about this FOIA request. Okay, remember when Dr. Anthony Fauci's emails were requested, Freedom of Information Act, right? There aren't a lot of exceptions to the Freedom of Information Act. There's very, very few. Like what you're requesting has to be actively in use in a criminal prosecution. Stuff like that. That's very narrow. Otherwise, you got to turn it over. And your email, when you do it in public in the capacity of your job, is absolutely, you're working for the people, you have to turn it over. Well, they requested, Freedom of Information Act request for Anthony Fauci's emails from Health and Human Services and the NIAID. So they delivered the emails, they turned over the Fauci emails, but they redacted parts of them. When you do a redaction, you have to list why you redacted it. So there's a big part of Fauci's emails that are redacted. We just got a hold of one of the redacted emails. They claim they had to redact because the information might be used in a criminal case. And you know what it was? It was nothing like that. They lied. It was Echo Health Alliance President Peter Daszak personally thanking Anthony Fauci for censoring the Wuhan lab leak conspiracy, which, as we now know, is no conspiracy at all. It's gone mainstream. Now, what is Daszak referring to? Okay, Echo Health Alliance, Daszak's organization, is the one the Pentagon, the NIH, the NIAID, Google, all of those were running money through in order to transfer it to the Wuhan lab. That was their protection. It was a protection racket so that the money wouldn't go directly from our government to the Chinese military to do bioweapons research. Oh, my gosh. They'd run it through Echo Health Alliance, and then they figure, well, that'll give us arm length distance. We'll just pretend it's good, right? So you've got Echo Health Alliance President Dr. Peter Daszak thanking Fauci. Now, remember what Fauci actually did, because we know that. He was going back and forth in another set of emails with Mark Zuckerberg about, hey, this is what we're censoring. And one of the things was the origins of COVID, which we now know they lied about. Should have never been censored. So they're actually lying and saying, oh, we can't show you this part of an email. It, you know, it could be part of an active criminal case. And it's Peter Daszak going back and forth with Fauci and thanking him for censoring it. Why should we trust these people? On what planet would it be a wise health decision to trust these people? Barely a week goes by where we don't find some evidence of them lying to us, obfuscating, hiding the truth. Or most outrageously, on Friday, we find out after 2 weeks of telling us it's the unvaccinated spreading this thing, that the vaccinated spread it just as much as the unvaccinated when it comes to the Delta variant. In other words, they flat out lied for 2 weeks before that. And how do we know this? Because they came clean? No, because their own internal documents leaked to the Washington Post. And now we find out they lied about the origins, too. I mean, is there anything they're telling the truth about? Because I got to tell you, I don't trust these people. And they have not earned my trust. They have done nothing but jerked me around and lied to me. Texter writes, yeah, and I thought of this too. The news leak from the CDC, is it? Or are they baiting conservative news outlets to publish false information? See, that's the thing. The Washington Post would have never printed this leak that says that the vaccinated spread it, the Delta variant, as much as the unvaccinated, unless there wasn't some point. I don't know why they did it, but it's because it's useful for the narrative somehow. So not only do we know they lied to us, you got to watch them because they're squirrely that way. Texter writes, Mask mandates coming soon to Dirty Myrtle, Charleston, and Columbia. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. We'll probably have another one here in Greenville, at least in the city. Anyway, texter writes, hey, Tara, I went to Sportsman's Warehouse yesterday. They had a sign on the door that says, if not vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. I did not comply. Another texter writes, I'm from New York City, and I won't go back to that blank hole. I had about 25 friends that were cops, and they all retired because of all the stuff that goes on there now. I'm not surprised. Texter writes, can businesses in South Carolina still require their employees to mask up in lieu of the government statement orders? Yes, they can. Another texter writes, go back and watch how Sarah Sanders was treated by Jim Acosta and tell me someone shouldn't be banned. Yeah, I know. Another texter writes, Tara, are you going to put that website or the doctor's information on how to get hydroxychloroquine? How to make that contact? Yes, it's americasfrontlinedoctors.org. So you could go there, you put your information in, they'll call you in about 10 days. You got to watch your phone. But you can get hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin from them. It's a doctor's appointment. You have to pay for it. They do it over the phone. But you can get those two things. There might be, and the reason to get them would be if you get the COVID, it might be hard to find anybody willing to treat you. But they are. So you can get it. You can have it on hand. You can take it prophylactically, which means preventative. Now that we know that those have a dramatic impact on the death, on your chance of death, they dramatically improve your odds of surviving COVID, which is, I do not understand why they won't let you have them. I have a theory, but anyway, those are some doctors willing to prescribe that. So you could get it, americasfrontlinedoctors.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Don't fall for this one. Dingbat CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, who is now, after this weekend, an absolute confirmed liar. Really, we need to say Center for Disinformation and Confusion, because that's what it is. After she spent 2 weeks telling us it was the unvaccinated, I still can't get over this. It was the unvaccinated that were spreading this, unvaccinated causing the variants. We see internal papers leaking from the CDC that say the opposite, actually the vaccinated and the unvaccinated spread at the same rate, which makes you wonder if those papers leaked, what do the other papers that we haven't seen say? What else is she lying about? It's got to be something. That's a pretty big lie. Now she's begging for just 2 weeks to stop the Delta variant. Now, this is a lie, too. And again, she's the head of the CDC. I'm going to tell you why she's lying and what she's up to. The claim is that, man, if we just had 2 weeks, if just for 2 weeks, everybody would get vaccinated and wear the masks, why, it would go away. How's that going to happen, honey? If you've just been cold busted admitting internally while you were lying to the American people that actually the unvaccinated spread the Delta variant just as much as the vaccinated do, then how will we stop this in 2 weeks? That doesn't make sense. But then nothing they say ever really does once you start asking questions. That's why no one trusts them. So she's saying, well, just give us 2 weeks. Let's just reimpose the whole COVID protocol, and in 2 weeks we'll lift. No, they won't. This is a here's the trick here. Okay, we're going to do it for just 2 weeks, and then we'll lift it. No, what they want to do is get it back on, and then it's going to be move the goalpost. We are five. Do you realize we are 500 days into 2 weeks to stop the spread? Remember, and remember what the purpose of that was. See, actually, I remember this stuff. Remember what the purpose of that was? It was to prevent hospitals from being overwhelmed. They weren't. And then they moved the goalposts. Well, we got to get it to where there's no spread. Well, we got to get the spread's got to be low. Well, we got to. Yeah. And it goes on forever. So on the one hand, she's saying, listen, just give us 2 weeks. Just go ahead, get vaccinated. Give us 2 weeks and a mask. And yeah, that'll totally work to stop the spread. Okay, Rochelle. So, Rochelle, we do that. But tell me again, what's your standard for lifting that? What do we got to do to lift it? Listen to how stringent this is. She basically says, well, and she's talking about schools here, but this would be for anything. Well, it's got to be 100% vaccination rate, which we're never going to get to. So it's going to be some holdout. And the spread's got to be really low. Well, we're never going to get to 100% vaccination rate, and we're always going to have COVID with us, always. Former FDA director Dr. Scott Gottlieb said that last week. So in other words, she means never. She means never. So it's a trick. Well, just 2 weeks. Come on, 2 weeks. Well, they're never going to lift it. They never will.
If all kids in a classroom were vaccinated, would there be a need to wear masks?
I can imagine a situation where a school system might have all of their teachers documented and vaccinated, all of their children in a high school documented as vaccinated, and very little disease in the community. Right now, we don't have a lot of situations that are like that, but I could imagine a situation like that, and boy, do I hope we get there, as schools start to open and we have more and more people vaccinated and disease comes down. Right now, we have very few places in the country where that is true.
Okay, did you catch that? Well, we're going to have them all documented and vaccinated. What does that mean? Well, we're going to have everybody vaccinated, and they all have to be on vaccine passports, and we have to have a low incidence of COVID. In other words, never. No, we're never going to lift it. So that's the debate. Come on, just 2 weeks. Why wouldn't you do 2 weeks to save some lives? We've fallen for this before, folks. We're 500 days into this. It didn't work, and it won't work now. Because here's the problem. She ought to spend some time reading her own CDC website. You can't do what she's saying. And she knows it. If you can, okay, here's the thing. If you can even find the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that's one thing. If you get the Pfizer or the Moderna, full efficacy is not reached for 35 and 42 days. Okay, so 2 weeks, there's no 2 weeks here. In fact, after 2 weeks, people vaccinated today will not receive their second dose for 3 weeks with Pfizer and 4 weeks with Moderna. Clinical trials faced single dose effectiveness after 13 days. That's 2 weeks at 52%. Study in Israel says it's 57%. And the FDA puts efficacy against symptomatic infection between 29% and 84%. Because there was so much virus circulating at the time of the trial. So in other words, it's going to be at least a month before you're mostly protected. This is no 2 weeks. I mean, even if everybody went out and got the shot today who hasn't had it, there's just 2 weeks. That's not going to happen. I think it's anything to get the COVID restrictions back. Anything. They will do anything. They will say anything. They will tell any lie. Anything they have to do to get where they want to go. And look, this is the same woman walking around saying, hey, you know, we're looking into mandatory vaccines.
Are you for mandating a vaccine on a federal level?
You know, that's something that I think the administration is looking into. It's something that I think we're looking to see approval of. Overall, I think in general, I am all for more vaccination. But I have nothing further to say on that except that we're looking into those policies.
Okay. Let me translate this, because you have to listen closely to what she says. She floats stuff all the time, see how people will react to it. This woman in the last week, in addition to lying to you and getting cold busted about transmissibility of this among the vaccinated, What else has she floated? Well, we're going to need a database of the vaccinated. Really? Why? Well, you know, we're considering vaccine passports. It might be a good idea. Oh, really? Yeah, and you know, we're trying to look into mandating the vaccine at the federal level. Let's put all that together. She didn't say it back to back. What is she saying? This is a regime. But come on, it'll just be 2 weeks. No, it won't. Not even close. Tell us again, Rochelle Walensky, what would it take to get all of the new COVID protocols off our backs, the new COVID rules? Well, we'd have to have 100% vaccination and very low spread. In other words, never. But we'll have this very nice database to track you wherever you go, and we'll have vaccine passports, and we'll run your life for you. And we're so much smarter than you are. So that'll be good, right? That's who these people are. Oh, if there's one thing I'm glad I don't have to do, it's dating. Oh, what a nightmare. Can't imagine being out there right now. Especially not in light of this study. Did you do this? Bet you did. Seems to be a pretty common thing. Almost two-thirds of people in long-term relationships. This is so wrong. Almost two-thirds of people in long-term relationships have someone else in mind, just in case their current situation doesn't work out. Yeah, you know what you call those? Friends. Yeah, male, female friends. Uh, 62% of people in long-term relationships say they've got someone on the back burner in case their current situation doesn't pan out. And there's a very good chance that person is an ex. Keep your eyes on those exes. Half of people who admit they have a backup plan say the person they have in mind is, again, someone they used to date. And almost two-thirds of people in general have stayed in contact with an ex during the pandemic. Ah, so keeping someone on the back burner isn't just something people in relationships do. 54% of women and 44... Oh, I'm not going to read that one. One in seven... Where does it go? Yes. One in seven percent of them say they hope to get back together with them again. These are people in relationships. Oh, people are awful. They are. Burner. Okay. Anyway. People today, this is interesting to me. People today now find showers more relaxing than baths. Does anybody still take a bath? We've been in our current home for like 3 years, I think. It's been like 3 years now. We've never used the bathtub. Not one time. I can't imagine going to that level of trouble. And it gets cold too quickly. So that's not the, I'm surprised they build bathtubs, honestly, still into homes. I just don't know a lot of people who use them. But anyway, movies always make baths seem so relaxing. New study found Americans now find showers more relaxing than baths. That's the first time. 41% said they prefer showers. 32% said baths. Oh, love a shower. Yeah, total peace. Nobody can bother you. Mom, what? I can't hear you. Ma, what? Sorry. You'll have to wait. I'm naked. You can't come in. Love a shower. Feels so good. Okay, let's jump back on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Okay, I'm not going to read that. You guys. Texter rates. You said it. You said it so right, Terry. They think they're much smarter than us, but at the end of the day, we are thankful and our families are intact. And we don't. Huh? Okay, I'm not sure that I understand the rest of this. Text rates, in order for us to be over COVID, there can never be another variation. Sorry, it's a mutating virus. Buy stock in masks. Yes. And they're going to count on people not understanding this. I mean, there's a reason coronavirus is around every year. Those are mutations. This is what will happen now. And again, Dr. Scott Gottlieb said this on CNN last week. We are never going to be without COVID. That will never happen. There will be, for the rest of our lives, some variant circulating somewhere, sometime. It will always be. Text rates, if we had a president that we could trust, more people would be vaccinated, and the disease, the fatal disease for so many of corrupt politics, would continue to decline. Now, the texter writes, my kids aren't getting the vaccine. The CDC compounds sand. Yeah, about half of parents feel that way. That's going to be interesting when school starts. Text Roy says here, I identify as vaccinated, even though I'm not. And you can ask me. And you can ask me about it either. Maybe they can't ask me. Texture rates, pass HR1 and it will go away. Oh, talking about the COVID. Pass HR1 and it will go away. The election cheating will be codified. Texture rates, with the Biden administration and all its supporters, there is one thing that is certain. They are lying. Yes, pretty much constantly around the clock. Another texter writes, I just ordered my COVID package. Wanted to be ready if I get it. Thanks, Tara, for all you do. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of you still text me about that. And what I wanted to do was just give you a way to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine now that there are studies out there saying they are very effective against COVID. 200% increase in survival rate from taking them. So you should have that. The people that be who claim to want to save your life don't. That's why they're blocking you from getting it. But you can get it from America's Frontline Doctors. It's really cool. You can get it if you have active COVID right now. You can get a prescription, or you can get what's called a prophylactic prescription, which is where you could begin taking it if you wanted to, just to prevent it. You can get that by going to americasfrontlinedoctors.org. There is a bit of a waiting list, so I would do it, you know, ASAP. And you pay $90. It's not free. You pay $90. You get an appointment. You have an actual appointment with a doctor, and then they call it into the pharmacy. So that's a good way to have it on hand. My fear would be that you get sick, you don't have it, and then you're scrambling around as doctors are denying you the one thing that you need to survive at that point because they're afraid to prescribe it even though it works. So this is a way for you to get it, have it on hand. Because you know, we don't know where these variants are going. We don't know what's going to come out of the other 71 Chinese labs that are still doing bioweapons research while we pretend they're not. There's still bioweapons research going on at the Wuhan lab, it is believed. So this is just good stuff to keep on hand. And especially now that we've learned that people who are vaccinated can get it. I know that there are people out there that are frightened of all of this. This is a good way to do it. So it's americasfrontlinedoctors.org.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.